Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Hey there, my Portable Entrepreneur family. I hope you're off to a great start today. You're having an actionable day. And I'm looking forward to answering today's question from Keith because I think that this is something that a number of you are likely wondering. And he wrote in and asked, do you have any particular tips for website designers that are interested in serving a geographic area? So for example, Atlanta, rather than a specific niche. And I'm glad this question was asked because if you've listened to me at all before, I'm sure that you've heard me talk about how important I think it is to serve a particular niche. Are there other ways? Sure. But I think this is a way to get you to where you want to be faster and easier than if you try to generalize. So why are we going to postpone the results? Why are we going to make it harder on ourselves when we have this option? Now, when it comes to getting specific on who you serve, you can certainly concentrate on an area instead of a specific niche or industry. This is completely up to you. There is no right or wrong answer here. What I think is the most important is that the decisions that we make in business, they have to support the lifestyle that we want to have. And they have to support what we want our business to look like, okay? And so whichever option you go with, there's going to be pros and cons. Yep, that's right. There's no perfect option here, perfect answer here. Each one is going to have its pros and cons. So I think what needs to happen is to be aware of the pros and cons of each and then being able to really maximize on the pros and take full advantage of those. Okay, so since Keith, you're talking about this particular area that you want to serve, let's talk about the pros and cons of that. So let's start off with the cons, okay? When you serve a particular area, surprise, clients are going to assume that you're going to be in that area. So with the flip side of that means that they are going to have a little bit more trust from you already. They can call you. They can get to you very easily. You could get to them very easily. You're close by. There's just a natural connection that is going to happen compared to if you are halfway across the country, all the way across the country, you're in another country. So it just builds a bit of trust from the beginning. So that is nice. But again, they're going to assume that you're in that area. So for some people, when they think about how they want their business to look, the type of lifestyle they want to have, some people want to be able to travel around a lot, let's say. So that means if that is the type of lifestyle that you're going for, serving a particular area may not be best. Or do you see yourself leaving that area in 2 years, 5 years from now, let's say? So then it is going to be harder to really focus on that area. Can it be done? Absolutely. You may have built up a base by then, or you certainly should have. So that is something you can deal with. But that is just, again, something to think about what you want your business to look like, not just next year, but maybe 5 years from now. And the same with your lifestyle. Now, cons. This can actually be a pro or a con depending on how you look at it. So if you are in a specific area, you are very likely going to get more in-person meeting requests. Okay, so clients are going to want you to come actually sit down with their business, have a discussion with them and talk to them about it. Again, some people really don't want to see that happen in their business. Other people love that. They thrive off of getting together with other people, having a discussion, building relationships. So again, what fits in with you? And one thing to think about as well, and this is important, is that you cannot serve clients in the same industry in the same area. Why? Because they are competitors. And ethically, you cannot provide two competing companies with the same level of service. Somebody has to win, okay? So somebody has to have the better design. Somebody has to be getting more leads. So these are things that you have to think about. So that brings me to my next con, is that if you choose to do that, your workflow process can be slowed down a bit, because when you are serving different niches, they each have their own set of competitors. They have their own industry. They have their own goals. They have their own struggles. And when you focus in on a particular industry, you get to know those really, really well. So you don't have to do that research process over and over and over again for every single client. So it does save a lot of time. So that is just something you would need to account for when you are thinking about what you're charging, how long things are going to take for each project. Now, the pros, there are definitely pros to this kind of decision. One concern that I hear from people is that if they're afraid they're going to get bored serving the same niche, they're trying to create a design for the same particular niche and customize that to be unique. So that is something that is concerning to people. So here you would have flexibility of all different types of industries coming in. So you're going to have different types of sites. You know, there's different ways to look at it. It's all about how you want to look at this. You know, a lot of design really comes down to the images that are displayed. There's only so much, again, we're going to be doing with different layouts. So it's up to you. How do you want to look at this? Now, I talked about maximizing what the pros are, regardless of what your decision is and how you move forward. And if you select a particular area, you may want to maximize having those in-person meetings, because that builds trust and builds relationships faster than anything else you can do. You can certainly jump on a Skype call or a Zoom call, for example, and you can get on video right there with them. That does build a connection, absolutely, but there is nothing that can truly replace an in-person meeting. So if that is something you are considering doing, go all in. You know, make that your thing if that is how you want your business to look. And my recommendation for that is always, as in anything else in your business, is putting a structure around that. How do you want that to look? Are you willing to meet with somebody up front to close them? But what happens after, during the projects, when the project's ended, are you going to be following up in person and meeting with them to discuss these things? How will you handle that when it comes up? How are you going to present what you will and will not do to these clients so that they know upfront? There's no surprises. So again, coming up with your plan of how you want your business to look, how you want your lifestyle to work, which means there's no right or wrong answer here. The only thing that you can do wrong is not take the time to figure out what you want your business to look like, what you want your life to look like, and then making sure that the decisions you make in your business are designed around that.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.